Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest W.C. Fields, and...
There's a little man with freckles on his nose. Could it be a bear, no matter where he goes? I
everybody's friend but Bill Fields, Charlie McCarthy.
Thank you, and welcome from me to you and to everybody. And from good old Jason Sanborn to it, Captain. At Friendship in a Cup. And welcome to Mr. W.C. Fields. He's Friendship in a Hiccup.
All right, Charlie. No.
Oh, here's a chair for you, Mr. Bergen. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, Charlie, thank you.
May I pour some coffee for you, Mr. Noble? I brought some down here.
Well, thanks, Charles. Yes, I will have just a spot of it.
Oh, that's nice. You're welcome to it. Yes, yes.
Well, now, what is all this about, Charlie? This doing things for people, being so considerate of others all of a sudden.
Well, I just figure, Mr. Bergen, that we're friends.
Yes.
And what's friends for if you don't help them out?
Well, that's quite right.
You'd stand up for me and stand behind me if I needed it, wouldn't you, huh?
Yes, Charlie, I would, yes. I'll stand behind you if you're right.
If I'm right?
Yes.
Well, but can I stand behind you if I'm wrong? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Charlie. All I'm beginning to understand now, all this good behavior wouldn't have anything to do with Mr. Fields coming here today, would it?
Well, I thought maybe we'd all stick together and I wouldn't have to apologize.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I thought as much. Well, don't think for a minute, young man, that you're going to get out of apologizing to Mr. Fields.
But I thought...
No. Why, the idea of rigging up a skunk trap in Mr. Fields' garden and tripping him up.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's bad.
That's very bad. Of course it is. Why, that sort of a thing? Well, it's a menace to society.
Since when is Fields society?
There are no two ways about it, young man. You must apologize. Yes.
Well, what'll I say? I can say, Mr. Fields, I'm sorry about catching you in my skunk trap.
Yes.
It was a case of mistaken identity.
No. Do you realize that Mr. Fields hurt himself when he fell?
He did?
Yes, of course he did.
I thought maybe his nose would break his fall.
Now, wait. Well, young man, It's up to you. An apology is in order, and you must hold out the olive branch.
Yeah?
Yes.
I must hold it out.
Yes.
What's the use? He'll only fall over that hill.
No. Charlie, you should have respect for Mr. Fields.
Why?
Well, he's a very famous man.
He thinks he's pretty good, I know. Yes. He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it does, most of the time, too.
Mr. Fields deserves an apology.
Yep.
Yes, and it must come from you.
Yep.
Yes. After all, he's an upright citizen, so it must be done.
Yeah. Okay. You get him upright, and I'll apologize.
No. Well, that'll be enough out of you, young man. Now, what are you going to say to Mr. Fields?
Oh, will you help me out, Mr. Durgan?
All right. Why don't you say something like this? My dear Mr. Fields.
Yeah?
I beg leave to make restitution for my intrusion.
That's fancy.
Yes. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast. Can you say that?
Sure. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast.
Breast. Yes. I smite my lonely bosom in agony of shame.
Yeah?
Yes.
I smite my lonely bosom.
Yes.
In agony.
Of shame.
Of shame.
Yes. Now take it again.
I smite it by my bosom in shame.
The whole thing.
I smite. I smite it once.
Well, smite it again. I'll start from the beginning.
Oh, Mr. Fields, in restitution at your institution, am I unhappy there?
Yes.
You smutty baboon.
No, wait.
You smite my baboon.
No.
You smite.
No, let's continue.
Right.
Oh, shame. Oh, disgrace. Oh, humility.
Oh, nuts. I can't go through with it.
Thank you.
up and doing. Here's the key to a better start.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Hart, my dear.
Mr. Hart, the coffee here is friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
To serve patient Sanborn, my sweetest mom.
It's super rich and wonderful.
It adds to my love for you, Mrs. Hart. A very good morning
to you.
Mrs. Hart, I love you more and more every day.
But only on account of my coffee.
Well, it's awfully nice coffee.
It's Chase and Sanborn.
Say, Abbott, what's Costello doing? Putting on the dog?
I don't know, Ray. Why do you ask that?
Well, he wanted to know the name of my tailor.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. The boy probably wants to get himself a new outfit. You see, we're going to do a jungle picture. Costello's going to play a big game hunter.
Hey, Charlie!
Yes.
Hey, McCarty! Coming this way. Hey, Abbott.
What?
Abbott.
What?
Let's make a hole. hole for the lines to fall in.
Not a hole, a pit.
A what?
Pit, Costello, pit.
Pit? Why don't you say expectorate?
All right.
Pit. I didn't know you'd talk baby talk.
All right, forget about it. Look, the lion sees Rita and Gable. He's getting ready to spring. Move in closer and he'll get you instead. Go ahead.
Not till I find out how much money I'm getting.
For the last time, what do you care about the money? It's the experience you need. Here comes the lion.
Here he comes.
Help! Quicksand! Quicksand!
I don't see any quicksand.
No, no. I mean quick. Sand for help.
No, no. Stand where you are. Now look, as the lion runs by, you grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane. The mane. Lion's neck.
They do.
When it hits you, because here it comes, Ray Noble's Yes Indeed.
I hear Mr. Fields coming.
Oh. Oi, 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 oi. Are you sure he's coming, Bertie? You're kidding me.
No. Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is, Charlie. Yes, it's W.C. Fields, all right.
Oh, can you see him?
Well, I can just see a little of him.
Yeah?
I can see him sticking his nose in the door.
Sticking his nose in the door?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, then it'll be 5 minutes before he gets here.
Well, I saw where they had...
Jiggers! Jiggers! Let me out of here.
Come on,
Captain. You
there? All right. Oh. Hello, Edgar. How are you?
Oh, hello, Miss
Mr. Fields. Hello.
Where's the little woodpecker snack bar?
Well, now, Bill, I can explain everything about that incident.
Well, explain why your belligerent little bundling board perpetrated an act of sabotage by stretching a wire across my garden path.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. You see, it was perfectly innocent, Bill. You see, he was setting a skunk trap. That's what he was doing.
Oh, a skunk trap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That covers everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. Nevertheless, the other evening, as I was traversing my garden in search of flora and fauna, Flora is my cook, you know.
Oh, I see.
That likable young lady.
Uh-huh.
Makes wonderful crepes.
Yes. Well, I believe all that, but that's really none of my
business. Well, I was walking along when I unexpectedly tripped. And the next thing I knew, I was prostrate on terra firma, which was not unusual in itself, but the circumstances.
Yes, I can believe that. But, Bill, let's get back to the skunk trap, remember?
Oh, you mean Flora?
No. The skunk trap.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
I broke my femur and fractured my decanter.
Well, now, that does sound rather serious, Bill.
Yes, it was. I heard the hospital. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. Yes, I remember that.
After 2 days in the hospital, I took a turn for the nurse. Work. Yes, it is. It's the secretary.
Yes.
And I took some beautiful x-rays of my leg. 6 reels of them.
6 reels, that's fine. A feature, huh? What'd they find, Bill, in the
x-ray? Just I expected. The foul of my leg was hollow.
Is that tell me, Bill, were you running a fever, too?
No, I had some trouble with a blood pressure.
Oh, I see. Rather high?
92.
Yes.
But a wonderful place, that hospital.
Yeah.
Very comfortable bed.
Well, that helps. Yeah.
Even had mattresses on the wall.
they made you feel right at home, did they, Bill?
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, Bill. Until I suffered a nervous breakdown.
Now, don't tell me you had a nervous breakdown, Bill. Oh, that's awful. Well, Charlie certainly has caused you a lot of trouble, hasn't he?
I don't blame the little fella, Edgar. I love him. He's all right.
Well, he's lying.
Even though my fall also caused a pool tendon, Paget's disease, double vision, bad case of pernicious dandruff.
No.
Not to mention Logo and the Magogo and Ralph Adelman.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
By a slight case of mithentip and boffintail and a slip.
What?
A slip sacroiliac.
No, a slip what?
Thrown in, yeah.
Slip what was that?
Sacroiliac. S-A-C-R-O.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
From there on, you're on your own.
Really a wonder that you recovered from all that.
Oh, yeah. The Crawfords had given me up in despair. One day they discovered I had a past the crises.
Oh, I see. So now it's crises, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a technical word.
Yes. Well, what day was it when you passed this crises?
The day they found me blowing the foam off my medicine.
Oh. Charlie learns of this, Bill, he'll be very sorry. I know he'll be sorry. And I just want you to know, Bill, that he's ready and he's willing to apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right, Edgar. As a matter of fact, I'm very fond of the boy.
Yeah?
Where is the little fire hazard?
Yes. I think I'll call him in, Bill. Just a moment. Oh, Charlie.
He's not here.
Never mind. Charlie.
Back, Edgar.
I want you to know that Bill is right here.
Yeah.
Yes. And he knows all about it.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Good evening, Mr. Fields.
What did he say?
I said, good evening, that's all.
Let's not jump at conclusions.
Charlie, I've been telling Mr. Fields that you want to apologize. Now, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do, Mr. Fields. I do.
Well, that's just fine, my little chump. Chum. Yeah. There she goes again. That time. Tell me, my little man, why did you set a trap in my garden? Don't you know there aren't any skunks there?
No skunks in your garden, then?
No.
I'm sorry.
No wildlife, with one possible exception. My place is occasionally infested with a herd of pink mastodons.
Pink mastodons. All elephants.
That's right.
I hear that the elephants around your place take aspirin to get rid of W.C. Fields.
How lovable, little nipper. Is it true, Edgar, that Charlie could trace his ancestry back to an old chestnut stump, the abode of a family of polecats?
Yeah. Oh, this is like the old days, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, boy. Remember how we used to fight, Mr. Fields? Yeah. Foolish, wasn't it?
As far as my little friend. But we're above that sort of thing now.
Yeah, those were the good old days, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, remember the time I said I'd slice you into a Venetian blind?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I think I don't know, was it?
Yeah, it was. Remember how I topped you by saying that makes me shudder?
Good.
I liked it.
Who said you taught me?
I taught you.
Why, the only laugh you ever got was a sneer from a disgruntled termite.
Why? You keep that up and you play a return engagement at the hospital.
Better be careful, my little friend. You know, wood pulp is in the priority list.
Yeah, well, listen, you long-nosed anteater. Now, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, please, gentlemen.
Bergen, I'm afraid Mr. Fields just doesn't love me anymore, that's all.
Don't tell me I don't love you, or I'll break every knot in your body.
Now, wait a minute. That's the wrong attitude, Bill. Why can't we be friends? What do you say, Charlie?
Okay. I'll make one more attempt at appeasement.
Yes.
Then I'll fire on sight.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Charlie. You're going to be nice to Mr. Fields.
But he doesn't like me.
Why, I idolize the little chap. I'd do anything for him.
Would you, Mr. Fields?
Why, I'd be glad to. Anything the little chap craves.
Okay, well, Mr. Fields, I have a new bicycle, you see.
Oh, would you like a bell?
Well,
I can, I'm not affluent, but I could buy you a bell.
Well, that's nice that I have a bell. But I was just wondering if I could borrow... Oh, I don't suppose it'd be right.
Yes, it's all right, Charles.
Oh, no,
I love the little child.
No, no, it isn't right.
Oh.
Could I borrow your nose for a tail light? No.
There he goes. So you see, Edgar, it's no use.
Well, Bill, it's only the mischief in the boy. That's all it is. That's what makes him say those things. Why, Charlie is his own worst enemy.
Not while I am around, he's not. Can he borrow my nose for a tail light? Why, I'll fill him full of your lead and use him for a pencil.
Yeah. I go my lap, old Bergen.
Here, wait a minute.
I want to hang one on him.
No, you don't, Bergen. Now, stop it. Remember, Mr. Fields is not a well man, are you, Bill?
No, that's right, Edgar.
Yeah.
I've been a fragile thing of beauty ever since I was born.
Yeah.
Why, you weren't born. You were squeezed out of a bar rag.
Shut him up. He's full of chipmunk.
You are so...
Now, gentlemen, please, will you please stop?
Oh, my nose is tail light.
Well,
if you were sawdust on a barroom floor, I'd walk 10 blocks to a drugstore to get an ice cream soda.
Yeah,
horse-ready flavor.
It looks like a tail light. That's what I see.
In violins, it's Stradivarius.
How about W.C. Siddle?
Oh. In Athens, it's the Parthenon.
Lovely place. Played a split week there, Warren.
In every field, true greatness stands out, head and shoulders above the crowd.
I know one field where the nose stands out. Looks like a tail on.
Matt McCarthy needs a new paint job. A good shellacking wouldn't do him any harm. I've got a nose like a taillight, have I?
Yes.
In our field, it's Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee. And great coffee means great flavor to Westerners, the thrill-packed flavor of roaster-fresh coffee, super rich and supreme. supremely delicious.
Time on their lap.